I think it's not too bad, especially in some parts of rural and regional Victoria, particularly from the point of view of the infrastructure funding. We've got a $23 million rebuild of the Charlton Hospital. We've got a $10 million Castlemaine operating theatre being built there, include an upgrade of hospital. We've got $5 million radiotherapy services in Warrnambool, $20 million in Kilmore with 30 new beds, $2 million for the Seymour Hospital to introduce chemotherapy services. There's a whole raft of things for rural and regional Victoria, which are quite good. I suppose the big areas that we see things being missed out is our rural and regional training, which really does need a boost of our young doctors getting supported in once they've graduated.
Isn't that federal government funded?
No, actually, the state government is involved in the postgraduate training of our doctors when they come into the hospitals as young graduates. There's a training program that needs to be supported with the older doctors who instruct and mentor the younger doctors, because they learn on the job as they go. It's learning from a book is one thing, but actually doing it is another, and it's a bit of an apprenticeship. You actually have to have teachers there, that's older doctors who've been there and done that and know all the pitfalls, who can train our younger doctors up to be better doctors than they were.
Don't the doctors who are already out there in the industry just do that for the love of it?
Well, they do it to some degree for the love of it, of course they do. However, the love only goes a certain distance, and if we really want to train our doctors properly and have good services, have regular training programs, we really have to encourage the older doctors to stay on, because, in fact, we've got a tsunami of younger doctors. We've got twice as many younger doctors coming through our system now than what we had 4 years ago. And our older doctors are reaching retirement age. Now, we've put to the government on a number of occasions ways in which we can encourage the older doctors to stay on, because they're looking to retire. Mm. And so we need those doctors around to help the younger doctors, to train them and support them. And if we don't have them there, well, I'm worried about who's going to be supporting and overseeing our younger doctors as they go through their postgraduate training program.
We focus a lot when it comes to health services delivery in this state on waiting times, and we understand that we need more hospital beds to get the patients through to reduce waiting times. Yes, there's some money for upgrades to hospitals, but in your reading of this, is there money to actually put the staff into the hospitals to keep those beds open, even if they are new beds being established?
Look, the establishment of the beds includes the cost of maintaining those beds. That's part of the deal. A bed is not just the bed itself with being made up with sheets and blankets. It's actually the staff to actually maintain the bed. So that funding that you see, for instance, $20 million rebuild for Kilmore for 30 new beds, with 30 new beds involved, includes the funding of those actual beds. When we say a bed, we're not just talking about a bed, we're talking about nurses and doctors to actually staff those beds.
So will this budget do anything to reduce waiting lists at our major hospitals?
Well, that's a big question. The fact of the matter is that we've got growing pressure on our hospitals. The government has been introducing new beds into the system, supported beds. I don't know that it will necessarily reduce our waiting times, because the bottom line is Victoria's population is growing very fast still. And the government has put extra money into outpatient services, outpatient surgery, for instance, $41 million of that. However, the federal government has stopped providing the extra boost that they'd been putting in for the last 3 years into the outpatient services in the state hospitals. That's just stopped this year. Whereas the state government, which has been putting $23 million extra money in, also kicked in this year another $41 million. And yes, that's fantastic. The state government has made that commitment and is determined to try to control the waiting list, but that's not extra money going in. So the federal government's withdrawn its support. We're in a bit of strife in regard to our outpatients and our waiting lists.